Barrhead. The Barrhead Healthcare Center Emergency Department, ED, will be temporarily without on-site physician coverage during four 12-hour periods over the next week. Alberta Health Services, AHS, issued a release earlier today indicating that there will be no physicians available to staff the ED during the following times: 7 p.m. August 12 to 7 a.m. August 13, 7 p.m. August 14 to 7 a.m. August 15, 7 p.m. August 16 to 7 a.m. August 17, 7 p.m. August 17 to 7 a.m. August 18. During these four 12-hour periods, nursing staff will remain on site in the ED providing urgent triage, assessments and referrals for patients in alternate emergency departments in neighboring communities. Patients are asked to call 911 if they have a medical emergency. EMS, Emergency Medical Services, will be rerouted to the Westlock Healthcare Center or the White Court Healthcare Center. Depending on their needs, patients seeking care at the ED in Barrhead may also be made aware of services available through local pharmacies. Also, residents can always call HealthLink at 811 if they have non-emergency health-related questions. The release stresses that this is a temporary measure and AHS is working hard to ensure local residents continues to have access to the care they need during this time. We are thankful for the support of surrounding healthcare centers and medical staff and would like to thank the community for their patience and understanding during this time, the release states. NDP criticism during a press conference on August 10, Edmonton Millwood's MLA Christina Gray, who also serves as the NDP labor critic, called on the province to take action as disruptions in care occurred at more than two dozen communities across the province. Gray presented a map showing 32 communities with healthcare reductions across the province, highlighting Barrhead, Boyle and Swan Hills. Though there was no issue the day of the press conference, Barrhead has been hit with disruptions to emergency care a number of times over the past 9 months due to a lack of physicians. Due to a lack of nursing staff, the Boyle Healthcare Center has been operating on reduced hours since the start of July, closing overnight from 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. originally. These temporary hours were only supposed to last until August 1, but they were recently extended to September 1. Likewise, the Swan Hills Healthcare Center has been operating on reduced hours since June 9, closing overnight from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. These temporary hours have been extended to August 31. Gray blamed the disruptions of care on the United Conservative Party's, UCP, attack on healthcare professionals, before and during the pandemic. They tore up contracts and threatened workers. They chased family doctors out of the province, leaving hundreds of thousands of Albertans with nowhere to go except for emergency rooms, she said. Gray added that no one in the UCP leadership race is currently talking about the staffing shortages in Alberta healthcare facilities despite communities in their own ridings being affected. We keep hearing leadership contestants talk about looking to other countries or reorganizing the healthcare system, she said. We need a real plan today, on the ground, not more chaos and reorganization. For more on this story, see the upcoming August 16 edition of The Town and Country this week. Kevin Berger, townandcountrytoday.com.